This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of a joke. Get me out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together.
Lighten up, it's Friday.
It's Friday.
That's it, we did it.
We did it.
Thank God it's Friday.
It's Merry Christmas weekend.
Wait a minute.
Wait,
no, not yet.
Ahead of myself.
Getting ahead of yourself. We're getting there.
I'm getting festive already, right? We did the Hanukkah thing. Now it's the Christmas thing almost on you. And Santa Claus is coming to town, maybe. Saint Nick, however you perceive this to be, the guy bringing the gifts, absolutely, if your kids are listening, I won't ruin it for them. But I will say this, the spirit of giving from the heart, we can all celebrate that. I think, can't we, Super Don? A little bit of that?
Sure, absolutely.
Also,
giving is good. Yeah. Receiving is good, too. But
right?
Giving is good.
Yeah. And a preliminary happy birthday greeting to Super Don. He'll be turning half century coming up while we're... I will be on the air that day. I'm just...
It's Monday. So, yeah.
Okay, so a little advanced birthday medicine Monday for you, Super Don.
Thank you.
All right. Well, we've got a great show lined up and a very, very significant hour in the annals of the Robert Scott Bell Show coming up second hour with Chris Barr, not a doc. We are going to spend the entire hour talking MS and neurological degeneration diseases, going deeper than ever before anywhere else in broadcast radio. You know, we got to really warm up because we're heading into the 20th year of Robert Scott Bell on radio. And that means we've just got to do things we've never done before, even better. I don't know how that's possible. We're going to try, Super Don.
Yeah, we're very humble on this show. I don't know.
Well, one of us is. I don't know which one, but yeah.
20 years, man. That's a milestone for sure.
It is. I don't know what to do to celebrate it except to say, hey, thanks, y'all, and say, hey, right, sign up for email alerts at robertscottbell.com. So Superdon is like super activating things we haven't done in a long time, if barely and ever.
You know, we should do something.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to think about that. Do we know when we're going to celebrate that exactly?
No, we don't, because I got wind from Mom, Grandma Mickey. She says I started like in January of 99. So technically, right off the get-go, we'll be in the 20th year.
On the cusp here, so.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll pick a day in January then, because we don't know exactly what day. But,
well, it could be any day. Listen, we're flexible here. Ula, our cruise director out there in North Carolina, wants to arrange some kind of a happenstance event out there in April. I don't know what we can do. We've got other events. So it's kind of crazy. We should celebrate the whole year. I just think the whole year.
The whole year. Yeah. Okay.
Let's do it. All right, folks, put your thinking caps on, because we got to go into science. I don't know if there's great moments in science, but it's a funny moment in science.
Hey, you know what we could do? How about we go to Italy?
That would be awesome.
Right? Da, 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 da,
I've been
da, da,
there.
Da, 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 da.
Is that how the Italian theme goes?
That's a song. I don't know which one, but I have Italian heritage. I'm proud of.
Okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. So organic, non-GMO, no glyphosate pasta for everyone.
Real Italian food, yes.
Now, this is an embarrassing story for Italian scientists, They might have to turn in their scientific badges, right? Because, you know, how do we read this headline? How does it make sense? Italian scientists protest funding for science. Don't give us any money for that. Well, according to the so-called scientists that are protesting, this is not the right kind of science to be funding. What kind of science are they referencing? Vaccine safety science.
We don't need vaccine safety.
Whoa. What do you mean you don't need vaccine safety? Wait, are you saying the science is settled? Have you done the science? Where's the science that's been done on vaccine safety?
Apparently there are some people in Italy that are just like the douchebags in the U.S. where they just, you know, no, we don't need to study that anymore because we've already done it and it's already settled and it's already proven and this is just a waste of time.
Right.
So
the National Order of Biologists there in Italy has made a 10,000 euro donation to a group that questions the safety of vaccinations. Now, who is not questioning the safety of vaccination? Those are the scientists I want to talk to about sending them back to remedial grade school. Because the moment you stop questioning is the moment you start being, I don't know, something other than a scientist. Officially or unofficially. Is that fair to say, Super Don?
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think it's more than fair.
Yeah, the moment you stop questioning is the moment you stop being a scientist.
Well, look, it's in this particular case, it's more than that. It's more than just, because look, science is supposed to be one of those things where you're constantly, you know, investigating things. Because listen, if you look at the science from 100 years ago, you compare it to the science of today, there are things scientifically that have been discovered and changed. Hypotheses that, you know, they found were incorrect, and so they came out with new hypotheses. That's how science works.
Mm-hmm.
But in this particular case, in Italy, there's this group, they're called Corvelva. It kind of sounds like a car.
Corvelva.
That's the like new Corvelva.
We've combined Corvettes with Velveeta cheese and come up with the Italian version of Corvelva.
The Corvelva.
That's
so you got this group Corvelva that received this donation, which is the equivalent, 10,000 euros, the equivalent of about $11,350 in U.S. currency.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But anyway, they got this donation, and they said they're going to use this because there is previous research that they've done that has shown that there are vaccines that are containing impurities or are lacking the active ingredients that they claim to contain. So it's not like you've got some kind of a anti-vaccine group that wants to take the money to make posters and signs to protest. They want to do actual research based on the fact that previous research has shown that there is a potential problem.
But that's
why would we not want to fund that?
That's the equivalent of being anti-vaccine. Don't you know, Super Don? You simply point out these inconvenient facts of contaminants in vaccination or the antigens are not even there, right? Think about the MMR vaccine. I think the mumps antigens were spiked with rabbit's blood. There's a big lawsuit, whistleblower lawsuit with Merck still going on. And so if you question, if you ask questions, if you point out inconvenient facts, then suddenly you are not a scientist, you're anti-science, and the irony here is they're wanting to protest science being conducted, analysis being conducted, questions being asked. Isn't that special?
Well, you know, it comes back to that situation where, you know, there are certain groups that want to, be the scientific community, right? Our science is the good science. Don't pay attention to the other science because that's the bad science.
Right. Folks, this is a religious dogma. It's a religious cult.
Yeah. Well, you know what? That's true. I mean, it is. It's just you use that analogy a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, example after example comes out where it just really it justifies using that analogy. Because think about religion, right? You've had competing religions for
our dogma's right, your dogma's wrong. Yeah. It's like, don't question ours, we'll question yours.
You're the right religion, you're the wrong religion, right. We're going to heaven, you're going to hell. It's ridiculous.
Look, we know everybody has a different belief system, and I've said this many times, even in your own church, synagogue, or mosque, everybody's going to interpret it a little bit differently if you drill down far enough. Does that mean we all can't get along? No. Choices we make here is that, we're alive on planet Earth. How best can we live our lives? I think freedom is a much more valuable thing to embrace than tyranny. And, of course, in this kind of vaccine tyranny or anti-science tyranny, the simple act of protesting, sure, you can protest, but what are you protesting? Science. You can't ask those questions. Yeah. Of course, we do. We will. We shall. And we'll continue to do so here. Now, here we have another anti-science piece from a pseudoscientist, I will call, because the psychological sciences in many ways are pseudoscience. It's embarrassing. Here's the headline that's reading, what, your brain hates the flu shot. Get one anyway. That's a real good start, isn't it? Your brain hates the flu shot. Get one anyway. Well, how about the flu shot doesn't work? Get one anyway. Or the flu shot works 10, 11, 12, 13% of the time, get one anyway. It's the best thing we have, even though it isn't. Get one anyway.
How about ignore your gut instinct?
Yes.
Get one anyway.
Override instinct. That's an interesting concept, right? Humans can overcome instinct. And I think that's where we've gone wrong, very much wrong. And your gut is telling you there's something wrong with injecting toxic poisons, injecting heavy metals, injecting foreign DNA, RNA from animals, aborted fetal tissue, and you got to just override that instinct that says, there's just something wrong with that. Or for those of you who are religious, who do read biblical text and say, you know what, laying down with beasts, not a good plan, right? Or having them injected into you, not a good plan. So there's a psychologist who's arguing that you just got to get over yourself. Stop with that instinct. This Matt Wallert, behavioral scientist who serves as chief behavioral officer at Clover Health Medicare Advantage Plan. This is an anti-science propaganda piece if there ever was one.
It's brainwashing.
Total brainwashing.
Yes.
You don't want the flu shot? Get over it. Get one anyway. You just can't see that it's good for you, even if it isn't. Your shoulder hurts. You don't want to get, but you get one anyway. It doesn't work all the time. Just get over it. Get one anyway. Herd immunity, a fictitious creation of the artificial, biological, immunological vaccine state. Get one anyway. We could go through this. This is amazing, Superdon.
You know, I just had a thought. It's like this article is kind of like the vaccine version of Baby It's Cold Outside, right? I really must go, but it's cold outside.
Yeah.
My father's going to be worried. Oh, don't worry about it. It's
the flu
not
shot
problem.
Don't work, but get it anyway.
I don't want a flu shot.
Hurt.
Oh,
yeah.
But you're going to kill somebody,
folks,
if you don't.
Read this article and see if you see what we see. And then we're going to check in with the Incredible Hulk of our generation to see how he survived the latest onslaught of a flu vaccine. Stick with us. A lot of healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. All the links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
CancerTutor.com is at the forefront of research, education, and guidance for people battling cancer. We've partnered with renowned doctors and clinics throughout the world to educate and empower people with the truth about all cancer treatment options, from traditional to natural and integrative protocols. Cancer is not a death sentence, but is instead an invitation to life change. And CancerTutor.com is committed to walking with you, helping you find your path as you begin your unique journey of healing. Your cancer journey is personal, so CancerTutor.com is personalized for you, providing access to the latest curated information on groundbreaking research and treatments, including ebooks, recipes, doctor interviews, and more. Natural medicine is no longer the alternative. It is the first and best option for restoring your health, and Cancer Tutor is leading this movement. Reclaim your right to treat your cancer on your terms at cancertutor.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. Makes the perfect stocking stuffer. Get your Bug Assault today and save $10 on the Bug Beam Laser Combo, only at BugAssault.com.
Rocking the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Dr. David Banner, physician, scientist, searching for a way to tap into the hidden strengths that all humans have. Then an accidental overdose of gamma radiation alters his body chemistry. And now when David Banner grows angry or outraged, a startling metamorphosis occurs. The creature is driven by rage and pursued by an investigative reporter.
Mr. McGee, don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
So, we found in the absence of Stan Lee how to disable the Incredible Hulk. And it relates to something we opened with today's show. That's right. The gamma radiation couldn't do it, but the flu shot can. That's it. The Incredible Hulk, Lou Ferrigno, who we've had on the Robert Scott Bell Show many years ago at one of the Health Freedom Expos, I believe out in Los Angeles, Superdome, if you remember that. He was...
Wow, I completely forgot about that. You're right.
Yeah, we had Lou Ferrigno on the show. Nice guy, very shy. He wasn't the best interview I've ever done, but a nice man. And apparently he got a flu shot, and he ended up in the hospital. That's right. You don't know how to take down the Incredible Hulk. We do. It's called Big Pharma. It's the flu shot. Get it anyway. His bicep blew up. You want to talk about a monstrous bicep, Lou Ferrigno? He's huge. Right?
Now,
you think Ty Bollinger's bicep is big. Look at Lou Ferrigno.
Let me look at this, because was it the flu shot that he got, or was it a... No, it was a pneumonia shot.
Oh, you know, it was a pneumonia shot. My
it
bad.
It was the pneumonia shot that he got.
Wow.
And listen, I got to tell you, I've always idolized Lou Ferrigno for two reasons. I grew up, as we came into this, that was the opening credits of the original Incredible Hulk TV show that he played the Incredible Hulk. And, dude, Lou Ferrigno, I think, is one of the greatest bodybuilders ever. I know that Arnold Schwarzenegger was kind of the guy that got that crown. But the reason why he got that crown, in my opinion, is that in the bodybuilding world, during that period of time when Arnold was the guy, Lou Ferrigno had been training, but he left competition because he pursued his acting career as the Incredible Hulk.
That's right.
And so he took himself out of competition. I think he could have beaten Arnold.
Oh, yeah. He was bigger. He was bigger.
Dude was huge. Yeah. He was crazy.
And by the way, you know, really, he's got a hearing issue, right, which causes a speech impediment.
Speech
Plus, he's basically legally blind too, very poor vision, so he's overcome a lot. And you know, listen, we're not celebrating that he got hurt by a vaccine.
No.
But it's a case in point of, you got big guys, monstrous guys, that a little vaccine can take them down.
And Robert, as we have covered here just recently, that we've seen an uptick in these incidents of people having problems with these vaccines when they're given, because they're being administered wrong, right?
Yes.
All the serva, you know, things that we saw in and shoulder injuries. Well, in this case, they administered the shot wrong, and his bicep could, like, swell. Not that he's got huge biceps already, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, they
dangerous
screwed
levels
up.
That you have to end up in a hospital, right?
Yes.
And so... Folks, let's be a lesson to you. We've talked about those soldiers, those who have served in our military, have talked about watching their fellow soldiers faint after getting the shots, not because they're afraid of the shot, but they literally, whatever overwhelms their system. You think that, oh, that couldn't happen to tough guys, right? Look, the Incredible Hulk was taken down by a pneumonia shot, apparently. And it's happened with flu shots as well. And also, NFL players. Remember, we've talked about NFL players lining up to get their shots. And I remember Michael Strahan talking about it on when he was the co-host with whatever her name is. I can't remember it right now. But Good Morning with Kelly Ripa. That's right. And he said, no, I'm not getting a flu shot. I watched my fellow football players, you know, fall down from it. Folks, if you can take down the Incredible Hulk with a vaccine, think about this. It's the same dose your kids are getting. Yeah, no, that's da-da-da moment if there ever was one. Guess what? They don't titer down for kids. It's the same dose they give the Incredible Hulk and NFL football players that they give your pregnant moms, to your grandma and grandpa, and to kids. I rest my case. Vaccines, anti-science, medical collectivism, plain stupid evil, I will say, because of medical collectivism, and not worth the degree you have earned if you continue to insist that vaccines are manna from heaven and are sacred in some way, shape, or form, because your science is not science. Medical collectivism is a dangerous death cult. We wish Lou Ferrigno, the Incredible Hulk, get well wishes and hope that nobody else is harmed the way he was just recently. Folks, we got to get back here. We've got some more probiotic discussion and mental health issues coming up on the Robert Scott Bell Show after this. Check it out. Links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Longtime listeners to the Robert Scott Bell Show know how important it is to detoxify their bodies, much less prevent the toxins from getting in the first place. One of my favorite ways to do it is through drinking Echo Water, the molecular hydrogen we get. Go to robertswater.com. Paul Baratero from Synergy Science is back with us with an update.
Absolutely. We definitely have amazing filtration, removing all the chlorine, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, VOCs, all the types of things you should be concerned about being in your drinking water. We can even get rid of fluoride. We have a separate filter that removes fluoride so that you don't have to worry about that in your water. So remove those before they get in your body so you don't have to worry about getting rid of them once they're in your body.
And in addition, the advancements with the Echo 9 Ultra H2 available to you, as well as the economical unit pH neutral NHM 130 available. And now whole house water filtration available through Synergy Science. Check it out, synergyscience.com, 800-337-7017. Special deals for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Hello. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.
DHS head Christian Nielsen tells Fox News the 7-year-old Guatemalan girl who died of dehydration and shock last week at the U.S. border is heart-wrenching, but it points out the dangers of crossing the border illegally.
We gave immediate care. We'll continue to look into the situation, but again, I cannot stress how dangerous this journey is when migrants choose to come here illegally.
The girl was flown to a hospital in El Paso where she suffered cardiac arrest and died. She was part of a group of around 160 illegal aliens who crossed the border illegally. President Trump has named Mick Mulvaney as his new acting chief of staff. Wall Street ended the week on a sour note as the S&P 500 falls to its lowest close since April and is now down 3% for the year. The S&P 500 index fell 50 points, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 496 points, or 2%, and the NASDAQ Composite skidded 159 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, this hour is just a warm-up. A warm-up. We're the warm-up act for hour two, Super Don.
Yes, because yeah. Hour two.
Yeah, we're gonna reverse MS.
All right.
Yep, I said it. Neurological degradation diseases be gone. We got Chris Barnata Doc joining me to go more in depth
for
than we've ever gone.
A full hour.
This is the second time we've done this recently. This is really fun because
People really liked the last time, and so I think this is something we should be doing because listen, Chris has so much info, so much experience that it's like hard to contain in just two segments. So yeah. I think that we should do a regular thing like this.
How
with Chris,
badly do you guys want to get well? Well, we're investing in the time on this show to get you well. Those that want to. We've given you the information. That's what we've always done, but sometimes we've got to slow it down and go through things. But you will need to take notes in hour two. I promise you, you're going to want to hear it and hear it again. And go, oh, what did he say? I'm going to write it down. So that's coming up, folks. All neurological degeneration diseases, but we'll primarily focus on MS, but that's not exclusive. We have upcoming events, of course. They're always in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Check it out there. Superdon's been putting some great banners up and links within the notes to the deals coming through your way for different things that we talk about here. You know, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty, and occasionally we get some good stuff that you can get at a discount, including the Whole Tones catalog, not just the Christmas stuff. Everything that Michael Terrell does, Whole Tones, it's linked up in the show notes, and there's a code, RSB20, when you check out to get 20% off from now until New Year's Eve. But that's it. You guys take advantage of that. And why not? You're going to be getting some gifts and stocking stuffers. That will be one of your best things. People will go, oh, thank you for that. You'll calm down the little kids and the doggy dogs that are hyperactive with the right Whole Tones, because there's even Whole Tones for pets.
For pets.
Yes, that's right. Very cool.
Nice.
So what other deals we got to remind folks of as we head into the weekend?
Oh, well, heck. I mean, listen, if you are looking for stuff to buy for Christmas, if you're into essential oils, there's some great gift sets over at the Health Ranger store. If you're looking for, I don't know, how about safe sleeves, right?
Oh, yes.
The radiation protection for the cell phones. Not only do they protect you from the radiation, they look cool.
Yes.
I mean, they're very sharp looking.
I've got one on my iPhone, which I don't like using, but now I feel much better about holding it occasionally. Not that I want everybody to go crazy with these electronic instruments, but we've got to strategize on how to protect ourselves. We talk about the Key Home technology as well, QI Home technology, linked up through Synergy Science, robertswater.com, protect the whole family. There are a lot of things that you can do to help yourself get well, help your family get well. The links are up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. What else is on the banners, Eric? Because you've added so much, I can't keep up with you.
Well, I mean, don't forget about Plus CBD Oil, mm-hmm. because right now they've got a deal going on, online orders through the end of the month. You get 15% off right off the front end of everything. Plus, if you use the code, our code, RSB15, you get an additional 15% off.
You know what? I can't vouch for that, Super Don. You know how sometimes they go, oh, you can't get extra, but try
okay,
it.
Maybe.
What the heck?
Give it a
try
shot.
It,
right? I mean, you're going to at least get the 15% off.
RSB15.
Yes. What else? What else? You mentioned the Echo. Oh, no, you did not. The Echo Water,
sure.
Right?
Yep.
I mean, you can call in there, mention the Robert Scott Bell Show. You get a deal on that.
Mm-hmm.
What else we got?
I think that's almost too much now. There's
make sure
more.
To sign up for the Advanced Medicine Conference coming up in May.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we've got some other things that are floating around here with the Health
Summit.
Ranger Store.
Fasting Summit.
The Fasting Summit, yeah. Yes. And actually sign up for the email alerts from the Robert Scott Bell Show on the website, because we'll have another email going out probably over the weekend.
Beautiful.
Probably come in on a Monday.
Awesome. RobertScottBell.com. Super Don is Super Duper Don. Now, we have to go back into probiotics here. You know, it's an interesting story that we covered. Was it just yesterday how the devastation of the microbiome by antibiotics in childhood results in a higher incidence of psychiatric drugs due to what? Mental depression, anxiety, bipolar, schizophrenia, all of that stuff, right?
Yeah, a couple days ago.
And you know, the freak out was from the people at Gizmodo that are readers or contributors to Gizmodo. My gosh, they were saying, oh, this is red meat for the anti-vaxxer crowd. 3, 2, 1, here they go, right? It had nothing to do with vaccination, the article itself. But I think these people likely have had their guts destroyed in childhood because they are really functioning at a strange and aberrant level and way with their ideas that people, like we talked about at the opening of the show today, questioning science itself. The act of questioning now becomes anti-science, when in fact that's the heart of science. Good questions start with good hypotheses that you can test. They don't want you testing and questioning vaccines. How are they going to stop us from testing and questioning the microbiome? Probiotics versus bipolar disorders. This is very interesting because they're coming at it from a different way. Here we talked about the disruption and the corruption of the microbiome and how it manifests as mental disorders. Could probiotics be the solution to break or reverse the cycle of mental disorders here? Wow, that's a great question.
Sounds kind of logical to me.
Well, and they're asking it. And this, and so far on this article at Medical Express, nobody's come out, oh, this is red meat for the anti-vaxxer crowd, right? But a research team led by Faith Dickerson over at Baltimore Shepherd Pratt Health System, they find that a probiotic supplement may reduce inflammation of the gut, which is known to exacerbate bipolar disorder. Gut-brain connection, right? Probiotic organisms are non-pathogenic bacteria, this is the article saying it, that are present in the gut flora known to improve overall health of the host. But they're saying inflammation, chronic inflammation of the gut, leads to what? Brain inflammation, neurological abnormalities, of course, partly due to malabsorption issues, right? Neurological issues we're going to talk about second hour of the show today. But inflammation impacts the gut-brain axis, the GBA they call it. So the endocrine system, the immune system, the autonomic nervous system, all of this communication is disrupted when there's GI inflammation and an aberrant, if you will, microbiome growth, opportunistic infections, post-antibiotics. See how this is all coming into play, coming together here. And there's a secondary story here, interestingly enough, that goes the opposite direction. It says, whoa, whoa, whoa. Be careful about probiotics. Your microbiome might inhibit the functionality and the efficacy of what they call anti-diabetes drugs. So here we are in one segment, Super Don, and we're going a little schizophrenic here, acknowledging the scientific reference points that say, hey, we need a good, healthy microbiome. Do we have a good, healthy mind, brain, psychiatric, whatever? You know, all of the good functions of the brain and nervous system. So we're not depressed. So we're not schizophrenic. But here they're going, whoa, 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 be careful, because your microbiome might interfere with the drugs that they're putting you on for type 2 diabetes specifically.
Yeah. When I read that, okay,
yeah,
and maybe I'm just going a little too new agey on this thing with the way that I'm going with this, but I was thinking, is it possible that the gut is like, what would you say? I guess like instinctive in some way, where it's going, you know what, hold on, wait a minute here. What are you doing putting this crap in here?
Yeah.
No. We're not going to allow this stuff to work because it's going to, you know, I don't know. Maybe I'm putting way too much in, but that was the initial thought that I had.
I think it's actually, again, this is Super Don putting on his PhD hat, right? They're going to say, oh, he's not a scientist. Yeah, he's more of a scientist than the people are protesting money given to science, questioning the safety of vaccines. That's good money to learn that stuff. But, you know, if the microbiome reacts negatively, for instance, to a toxic drug, maybe there's an intelligence there. They're going, do we really need this? And how many times have we discussed with Chris Barr, our buddy Not a Doc, about the lack of a mineral known as chromium? Now, it could be lacking in the diet and the soils and the foods that you're eating, but what if it's there and the microbiome is so corrupted that you can't absorb it, assimilate it? That's problematic too, manifesting as type 2 diabetes. So, you know, they're also talking about how some drugs you can inject, right, and it'll work really well, but if you ingest, it doesn't, because it interacts with the microbiome. So I find this fascinating that they say metformin is a drug that they use for type 2 diabetes that you can't inject, but it works well when you ingest. But where is the focal point on minerals and the interaction of food as it's broken down by the digestive system, which relies heavily on a healthy and happy and balanced microbiome to break down, digest, and assimilate the nutrients that prevent disease, much less correct disease, which we're going to talk about, of course, next hour when we talk about MS and other neurological issues. So, first and foremost, they talk about probiotics versus bipolar or other mental issues. And then they go, whoa, 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 let's not be so gung-ho of having a healthy microbiome because it might interrupt our drugs and what we want them to do. Remember, folks, there is no such thing as a drug deficiency disease. Even if you're diabetic, you don't suffer from a metformin deficiency disease. You suffer from a lack of chromium primarily. So here's where I come back to Unlock the Power to Heal, the book I wrote with Ty Bollinger, which includes a chapter titled The Road to Colostomy Bags is Paved with Antibiotics and Prednisone. Didn't know how right I was when I wrote that all those years ago with Ty. You corrupt the home for the microbiome, much less the microbiome itself, and now you are in a heap of trouble in so many ways. Again, we talk about the mental now disorders that are coming out as referenced directly to the microbiome being upset. But also, again, the lining of the gut itself, the epithelial tissue there. If we do not repair it, if we do not reduce the inflammation locally and heal the tissue, all of the good flora you put in there may only work partially, or maybe for not altogether, because they are designed to live in a rainforest. Your rainforest has been destroyed utterly, despicably, I'll even say, by doctors giving antibiotics. Maybe they gave it for the right reason. They didn't know, but they should know. The peer-reviewed literature is rife with information about antibiotic use resulting in aberrant growth, opportunistic infections, and chronic inflammation, now leading to not only gut disorders, but brain, neurological, endocrine disorders. This is big time, folks. So the Silver Aloe Protocol corrects the underlying corruption of inflammation of the lining of the gut, silver and aloe, three times together on an empty stomach. Probiotic flora replenishment every night while you're on it, 2, 4, 6, or even 8 weeks. If you're not sure about it, please go to Amazon or Barnes & Noble online. Get Unlock the Power to Heal. You'll learn about it. But we're so nice to you that the chapter on this subject is available to you free of charge at robertscottbell.com. All right. How's that for a Merry Christmas, Super Don?
Ho, ho, ho. And you can find that on the right sidebar. Just scroll down a little bit. And there's a free link to download it.
And your only price is sharing the Robert Scott Bell Show. We would ask you to share the message of health, freedom, and healing liberty. RS Bell Media channel on YouTube, RS Bell Media on Twitter. We'll be back with more powerful healing after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products. Tastes like water and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Do you need extra cash to buy gifts or just to pay all those extra bills during the holidays? Well, now you can get cash fast this holiday season with a personal loan for up to $5,000 right from your phone or PC at 79cash.com. How fast can you get your cash? Well, with 79cash.com, our lenders can have your cash at your bank account as soon as tomorrow, regardless of your credit history. Just have a checking account and a regular source of income. Go to 79cash.com and you can get the cash loan you need now. So if you need cash fast this holiday season to buy gifts or pay all those extra bills, go to 79cash.com and get the cash you need. Visit 79cash.com. Type www.79cash.com directly into the address bar. That's 79cash.com. 79cash.com. 79cash.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to mypillow.com or call 800-870-0305.
and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off, plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You better be good, you better be good, you better be good. How's that? For goodness sake, Super Don.
Is that how it goes?
I think so. Isn't that not how it goes?
You better watch out. You better not cry.
Right. We're doing
better not pout. I'm telling you why.
I'm feeling it. Don't get a
Santa
blue shot.
Claus. Oh. Right, yeah.
Right, we have
the
to,
flu shot version.
Right, we have to find a way to enter that into every Christmas carol at this point to save the kids, grandma and grandpa,
right,
and everybody in between. Now that the Incredible Hulk has succumbed to a vaccine, hopefully he'll get better, too. Again, it was a pneumococcal vaccine, apparently.
Who knew?
Yeah. Oh, folks, Santa. Man, did you ever see that movie Bad Santa? This is not for kids. That was Billy
I did,
Bob Thornton,
yes.
Right?
I did, yes.
I didn't see the sequel. I don't think it was probably
Bad Santa. Yeah, not a family movie
at all. Right? They didn't come out with a PG-13 like what's that Deadpool Once Upon a Deadpool or something?
Yeah,
Red
I think
Savage
is that, I don't know. Has that come out yet? Or it's supposed to come out this month?
Right.
And it's like a PG-13 version.
Right.
Deadpool.
I'm telling you, parents, you don't take your kids to that movie. I mean, until they're old enough to understand.
The PG-13 one may not be
I
too bad.
Just, no, I know. I'm just saying not. I'm just going to say I don't think so. But just for the Fred Savage stuff from Princess Bride, I would see it. Just show me those snippets because those look very funny.
Right.
I would enjoy that.
Well, the story behind that real quick is that what's the guy that played Deadpool on
Ryan Reynolds?
Brian, yeah, he didn't want to. They had an issue when he was doing the one that came out about they wanted to make it PG-13. He refused.
Right.
So they made it a rated R.
Yeah.
And they started pushing it on him again, and he agreed that he would do a PG-13, but he had a few things that he demanded. One of them was to have Fred Savage in the movie.
Right. A stipulation. Now we need.
Yes. Yes.
Again,
yes.
Very funny man, Ryan Reynolds, and what
totally.
He's doing. But speaking of Santa, if you do that kind of thing, I think we found one Santa who's on the naughty list. You know how they say checking it twice?
Yes.
Somebody forgot to check on this Santa because apparently And you know, it'd be funny if it was like kind of a comedy routine. You know, the Santa gets a little frustrated with kids and such. But apparently this happened in real life. And it's Cambridgeshire, and I don't know where it was. This an English UK?
Yeah, I think it's a UK story.
There was a grotto, a family event at St. Ives, Cambridgeshire, where fire alarms were activated by smoke from another event nearby. How's that related? Did that annoy Santa? What happened here?
Yeah, so I guess there was something going on next door, and it set off fire alarm.
Yeah.
And so the Santa here. Apparently it was the straw that broke the camel's back on this Santa for that day. Who knew what had happened to him that got him so ticked off?
Yeah.
But he got up and he ripped off his hat and ripped off his beard and started storming around the place. And apparently he went up to a parent.
Yeah.
And the parent says that my friend's little boy was upset as his dad was carrying him when Santa told him to get the blank out.
Oh my gosh. That's just horrible.
So, yeah, Santa snapped. I don't know what happened, and he was walking around telling kids that Santa isn't real, and I mean, he just completely flipped out.
The only thing you can come back with is, well, that's not the real Santa, kids. That obviously was an imposter. We don't know what happened to Santa. That's traumatic.
I think it could have gotten worse, because I could imagine one of the parents probably, like, punching Santa out, you know, for
oh, this is a bad movie.
That would have been even better. But listen, anybody can be a Santa, kids, gosh, I probably just ruined it for kids, but any kids who were listening, but you know, it probably doesn't take a lot to get hired as a Santa, the guy that sits at the stores people are people, so some people just have a short fuse.
Yep, Santa Claus is cussing again. No, we don't really like bad Santas. All right, guys and girls, the best way to counteract this is to dress up as Santa yourself, because you know you're not going to cuss at your
kids. Give Santa some CBD, right?
Well, that's a good plan.
There you go.
There you go. Instead of cookies and milk, you can still do the raw milk, but how about some CBD for Santa? I like that idea a lot, Super Don. All right, folks, get your thinking caps on. Get your pens and paper, pencils and paper ready. You're going to want to take notes, because not a doc is going to join us. And he's not going to cuss at any of us. He's going to reveal what we have talked about over the years together, how to counteract neurological degeneration diseases, including MS. And we're going to go through it in more depth and detail than we have ever done, probably anywhere in broadcast radio. And no, I'm not exaggerating for a moment, so I'm not on the naughty list. Stick with us. Get ready. Pay attention. The good news about this show is it's archived at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, SoundCloud, UK Health Radio, and, of course, YouTube, GCN, or Home and Broadcast Radio Syndication, so you'll be able to play it back until you get it right, because the power to heal really is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies.
Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.